this is This City Life. All right, we're here with Junior Elena Foster, who writes her own music, which is impressive, and is a three-year Allstater on her way to becoming a four-year Allstater. So, welcome, Elena.
Thanks.
All right, let's get right down to it. How long have you been writing music?
I think since I was 12.
Wow.
And how many songs have you written?
Way too many to count, but a lot of them were clunkers, but I'd say probably like 30 semi-good ones.
Wow.
What's your favorite song that you've written?
Probably... There was one called Broken Butterflies that I wrote this summer on the piano, and I really liked it just because it's, like, it's really different than a lot of things I normally write, because a lot of the things I normally write are, like, la, 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 love. But then this one was just, like, oh, depressing more so. But, like, not in a bad way. Okay.
All right, so any, like, common themes or motifs you'd say is in a lot of your songs?
I think a common motif is probably just, like, what's going on in my life at the moment, and a lot of it is inspired by just, like, obviously my friends, because they're always around me, and a ton of it's inspired by my family, because they're a giant inspiration, and I think a common motif, it's always either, like, man, like, just keep hoping, or it's either, oh man, life sucks, but, like, I mean, whatever.
All right, you want to, like, walk us through your songwriting process? Like, how does it start?
So, okay, well, if you sit down and you're just like, I want to write a song, normally it doesn't turn out well at all. Like, if you just sit down and you're just like, man, I feel like writing one, it just, there's no certain inspiration that's just like, bam. But then the other day I was doing my chemistry and suddenly I had a thought and I'm just like, this could be really cool. And then it just sort of flows to you. As weird as that sounds, you can just be sitting doing something and suddenly, like, you'll see something on TV or you'll, like, read something in a book and suddenly it just clicks in your mind. And, like, normally I think I come up with the words first because, like, I'll just be thinking of, like, things that rhyme with each other or something, and then I'll think, like, oh, wait, that's actually really cool. And then, like, my most recent song I wrote was Fish in the Sea, and so it's, like, you just sort of come up with a theme for each song and then think, like, what could tie into that. Like, for Fish in the Sea, like, I talk about boats somewhere in there, talk about being born not as a fish, or just a ton of stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, what's the SoundCloud promotion thing that you're wanting to do, like, at your text?
It's, like, there's this promotion thing where it will, like, if you reach a certain number of plays on one certain song, it can be whatever song on there, if you reach a certain number of plays, they'll promote you to, like, a way better page for SoundCloud, and they'll, like, promote you to more artists and stuff like that, and it's just really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Would you say you've got a lot of fans? I know my bubby, which is Yiddish for grandmother, she really likes your Feeling Good in our jazz band. She gave her chills, she said.
Oh, it's so precious. I would say I have, like, a ton of fans. I think people like my music because I think it's very unique to a lot of people, I guess, because... I mean, honestly, people think writing a song is a lot harder than it is. Like, you just have to always keep writing, and it'll come to you eventually.
How do you come up with inspiration for, like, the actual music on your piano or your guitar?
Oh, God. Well, I guess you have to know your chords, obviously. But honestly, like, there'll be some days where it's, like, when you do have that inspiration for, like, man, I just want to write a song, but you have no idea what about. You can just, like, I just go to my guitar and start playing random chords. And sometimes I think, oh, that's awesome. And sometimes I think, wow, that sounded like vomit. I think piano is actually a bit easier for me because I've been playing it for longer. And, like, with a guitar, like, it's great, except, like, I'm only good at chords pretty much. But with piano, I feel like there's more you can do with it because you have 10 fingers and it's lovely. Yeah, I think it's just, a lot of it's just messing around. Like, I'll be sitting in class and just like, oh, I hear a melody in my head. That's weird. Okay. And then I just put words to it.
Yeah. How long have you been playing the guitar and the piano?
Ooh, guitar, I've been playing since 5th grade, so that's 6 years. And piano, I've been playing since I was in 1st grade, so 10 years.
All right, and now, if you're willing, would you like to play a song for us?
Sure. It's called In Disguise by Me. Okay.
Show and good luck with the career, Slugger.
No problem, thank you.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.